The former Victorian Premier Ted Baillieu is calling on Prime Minister Scott Morrison to put pressure on the Israeli government to extradite the alleged paedophile Malka Leifer to Australia. Leifer is charged with more than 70 counts of sexual assault when she was the principal of a Melbourne Jewish girls' school. She fled Australia for Israel when the allegations emerged 11 years ago. Since then, she's avoided several extradition hearings but was jailed last year over allegations she was faking her mental illness. Now, to the horror of her alleged victims, she's been granted bail. In Melbourne, Samantha Donovan reports.
The former Victorian Liberal Premier, Ted Baillieu, says it's time the Prime Minister got involved in the Leifer case.
Malcolm Turnbull raised these issues with the Israeli Prime Minister. Julie Bishop did likewise. Daniel Andrews has done likewise in the past. All I'm asking the federal government to do, whether it's Scott Morrison or Maurice Payne, to raise these issues with the Israeli government, to support private and public support to the girls who have been enduring this for over 10 years.
Speaking to John Fain on ABC Radio Melbourne, Mr Baillieu labelled the case a judicial farce.
We've got a judge who's been on a judicial frolic. They've had 58 hearings into this matter, and now we're back at the start. 30 psychiatrists have been involved, and every time a decision comes from psychiatrists that she's fit to be extradited, the judge finds another way of postponing this.
Malka Leifer is charged with 74 counts of sexual assault. The alleged victims, her former students at the ultra-Orthodox Das Israel School in Melbourne. Mr Baillieu says the alleged victims, Dassie Ehrlich and her sisters, are too distraught to speak today. But Ms Ehrlich spoke to ABC Radio Melbourne soon after the court's decision yesterday.
We are just reeling. I don't have any words. I think this is a huge, massive betrayal of trust in this whole process of supposed justice. It just seems like this is never going to end. And now she's allowed to go free under house arrest, under the supervision of her family members who don't believe she's done anything wrong.
Victoria's Attorney General Jill Hennessy is also frustrated by the legal saga.
It is the Commonwealth Government's responsibility to ensure that extradition treaties are in fact honoured. And I would be very, very surprised if in fact Foreign Affairs Minister Maurice Payne and the Prime Minister are not assiduously working behind the scenes to try and ensure that that extradition treaty is in fact honoured.
The Israeli government is currently in caretaker mode, with the long-serving leader Benjamin Netanyahu facing corruption charges. Ted Baillieu believes the political situation there is playing a role in the handling of the case.
All of this has been conducted, at least in the last 6 to 8 months, in the fog of difficult elections in Israel, and the opportunity for interference at the Israeli end has been maximised as a result. And we now know that the health minister, or the deputy health minister in Israel, interfered in the process himself. And Israeli police have been investigating that and reached a conclusion, and I think there's a possibility of charges pending.
Don Rothwell is a professor of international law at the ANU. He thinks that when it comes to the Malka Leifer case, the Australian government should tread carefully.
Governments of any form have to be extremely cautious about becoming actively involved in extradition matters at a political level. And certainly when politicians start to make comments in the public domain about those matters, it runs the risk of not only politicising the extradition request, but possibly raising an argument in the country from which extradition is sought, in this case Israel, that there's actually a political motivation as to why extradition is being sought, which could see extradition denied by the Israeli courts.
Do you think the political situation in Israel may be affecting the handling of the Leifer extradition request?
Would not have an impact in terms of the Israeli judicial system, and at a state-to-state level in terms of foreign ministries and justice ministries, that would not have an impact. But certainly in terms of, say, the Prime Minister picking up the phone and trying to speak to his Israeli counterpart, that is a difficulty at this point in time, because there is no clearly reconfirmed Israeli government.
That's Professor Don Rothwell from the Australian National University. Samantha Donovan with our report. And the World Today has requested comment from the federal government.